once they're at sea with those temperatures, there's nothing that can be done. Absolutely nothing. They just have to sit back and watch them die.
Dr. Sue Foster from the Vets Against Live Export Group. The Department of Agriculture has just this week released a report detailing the deaths of more than 4,000 sheep who are among some 75,000 loaded onto the Beta 3 in Adelaide and Fremantle during last year's Australian winter. The report found conditions in preparation for the voyage were cold, with temperatures in assembling areas ranging from 0 to 19 degrees. But as the journey progressed, it heated up. On day 21 of the voyage, temperatures reached as high as 38 degrees, leading to the death of more than 4,000 sheep.
It sounds as though it's a horrific situation for onboard vets, and we do have vets that have come out and made it quite clear what happens on those ships when these events occur.
Sue Foster says deaths of livestock at sea will always be a problem for an industry that exports to the Middle East during the Northern Hemisphere summer.
It definitely is an inherent problem. When heat crashes were first looked at by Dr. Andrew Kelly with his PhD thesis, he found numerous events that occurred between May and August in the Middle East. So we know that that's a critical time. There's high ambient temperatures and often high humidity as well. And these conditions are always going to occur and they will result in these type of events.
Can any preventative measures be taken to try to avoid such large-scale deaths of animals?
The obvious solution would be, as Kelly recommended, not to actually ship during that time period. Kennery in 2003 also recommended that sheep weren't sourced from Adelaide and Portland, so the colder winter ports, for shipping to the Middle East at that time as well. So neither of those recommendations have been taken up by the industry.
The report into the Beta 3 was just one of nine reports released by the Department of Agriculture this week, six related to breaches of SCAS standards, with allegations of mistreatment, improper handling and unauthorised movement of animals in the Middle East, Asia and Africa. The other two related to high mortality incidents in shipments of cattle. The department says it's placed extra conditions on future consignments of affected exporters. Ian McColl is the president of the Sheep Meat Council.
We're aware that the department has placed additional requirements on future shipments, to ensure better outcomes for animal welfare and to minimise the possibility of this happening again.
And do you think that's enough?
Look, we work very much with the regulator, and the regulator puts in place the requirements. That's what we take on board. They have the level of professionalism in this area and do investigations into it, and we rely on their advice and their suggestions. I mean, also as an industry, though, welfare is paramount to us, and we're looking at doing as much as we possibly can to make improvements in the welfare industry, and this event is very disappointing.
Mr. McColl says producers are concerned by the deaths, but he says the trade should be allowed to continue.
Out of the 100 exporting countries around the world, I mean, there is no other country that is putting the level of regulations and animal welfare standards on that Australia is. And I think, we should be really proud of that as an exporting country. It is disappointing and concerning to us when events like this happen, and we need to put in place as many requirements as we can to minimise the chance of that happening again. And that's certainly what we'd be endeavouring to do.
Should we be proud even when sort of several thousand sheep are getting, tossed into the ocean after dying at sea?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it is a major concern for us, and we are very disappointed. But as I say, events like this do occur. We've had DAF has had a thorough investigation into what the causes were, and we're confident, that they can put requirements in place to make sure that we can minimise these events happening again.